Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Saturday Triple M NRL. Actually, it's good to be a Novocastrian. I love being a Novocastrian. 38 points to 12. They rolled the Roosters in front of a huge crowd. Terrific game of footy. Well played the Knights and well played this man. Connor Watson joins us. G'day, mate. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, it was a good win.
Great try from you. You didn't think of Mitchell Pearce style kissing the badge after you went over the line?
Yeah, he's pretty passionate, Piercy. So, yeah, it was good to see. You know, he's playing great footy and, it was good to sort of get one over the old club there.
It was obviously a pretty important night for yourself and you've been a big part of Indigenous round this week. And what's it mean to you?
Yeah, it's a huge round for me. Obviously, gives me a chance to represent my family and my culture. And then also, the Knights did a great job of allowing us all to get our boots painted and, raise some money for a great cause. So hopefully the boots go for some money on the website there.
Five wins on the trot now for you guys, absolutely flying after being under a bit of pressure at the beginning of the season. What do you think has been the main difference?
I think we've just sort of gone back to basics and simplified the footy. You know, I think we sort of just went away for that sort of month there. And, we just are hungry and I think we just really want to win games and we're sort of just turning up in those key moments. But and I think our defence is sort of, our yardage defence has improved a bit too. So it's sort of made it hard for teams to come out of their own end and sort of building pressure through that.
Well, mate, I know you've bought some players this season, but I've got to say there's none better than Dave Clemmer. I know Carlin gets a bit of a rap in the backs on what they're doing. Denny Levi's been great. But Dave Clemmer, even when you were losing, he was setting a standard, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been unreal, you know. That's why it was so good when we signed him. Obviously, being able to sign the Australian front rower. And, he's done a great job for us this year. He's probably been our most consistent player. So it's been good to play off the back of.
I know, obviously, you talk about yourselves rather than what's going on in the other dressing room in preparation for a game. But when you heard that Cooper Cronk wasn't playing, that he was being rested, what was the mood in your rooms?
I don't know. We sort of... It was a bit late, like, when we seen it. We prepped with, obviously, facing Cronk. So when we got to the game, we did a little bit of video on Brock. But, we sort of just wanted to... win against those guys. It's a great test for us. They were obviously the reigning premiers and they've had a great start to the year, but I think obviously missing Cronk was a big loss for them, as well as Zane Tedovano. But I think we really took it to them and, it didn't really matter who we were versing. We sort of weren't too focused on that. We just, went out there and, did our best.
What about Danny's injury? He came off last night. You had to go on and play the remainder of the game in dummy half. Now, you guys have the weekend off next week with the bye, so he's got a couple of weeks to get back. But I think he's got the classic case of syndesmosis, Tony, and we know that takes probably 3 to 4 weeks. So potentially 2 weeks' time, start the game, you might be in the number 9 jersey. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I've sort of played all over the shot this year. Started at fullback and then I was in 5'8", and then obviously played hooker last night and then ended up going to fullback when Kalen got concussed there at the end. But I don't mind that. I hope Denny's injury is not too bad. I actually don't know. It looked pretty nasty on the TV, but I'm happy to play 9. It's something I'm comfortable doing and obviously our pack's going great at the moment. So hopefully they get some quick play the balls and allow me to sort of run and roll the ruck.
Well, speaking of pack, what about when KP got out to kick and Jadwiga Hargraves, he's like a big bully. I think he got into KP twice, but I just loved how all the boys come from far and wide to get involved there. Were you in there to try and get involved?
Yeah, I wasn't doing much. They're all a bit bigger than me, but I couldn't let my housemate go in there like that and get hurt, so I had to try and stick up for him a little bit, but I don't know if it would have been much chop if it turned into a stick.
Good on you, mate. You got to do that, bro.
And what about your good mate, Piercy? Would you love to see him back in an Origin jersey?
Yeah, I would. He's obviously, he's on fire at the moment. He's been untouchable the last couple of weeks, but, Mitch is just doing a great job for us here. I don't think he's sort of too worried about it. I think he just wants to keep, you know, building on what he's done so far. But if he did get picked, I think he'd do a great job.
You guys, we spoke about the five in a row now. You have next weekend off. Is Brownie being kind? Is he giving you a few days away? And what are you going to get up to?
Hunter Valley.
Yeah, we've got a few days off. I'm probably just going to go back to Avoca and just go catch some waves, hopefully, so I can get out there. But it's been a while since I've surfed, so I'm pretty keen to get back in the water.
Yeah, get the rig out, mate. You got a good rig, mate. You and a few of the boys.
So your housemates with Callan, is that what's going on? Who's kind of worst in terms of cooking? What goes on? Where are you living? Beautiful Merriweather by the beach. What's happening?
Oh, we're just in Hamilton South, so yeah, it's good. I was living by myself, and then Kaelin was crashing here every weekend, and then ended up just staying here some training nights. So I was like, "Do you just want it?" Because I had a spare room there. I was like, "Are you going to move in or what?" And then,
actually, there's a lot of love there. I saw a picture on our Instagram. Was it you and Piercy? Man, there's a lot of love there.
Yeah, I know. Nelly kissing, eh?
Yes, yeah. That's what it's about. It's magic. You know, the Indigenous round. You know, you're proud of Piercy. All for that man love. I love it.
What about... Yeah, it's good. Do you and Kaelin even have the same dogs as well? Did you copy each other there?
Yeah, we both got French Bulldogs, but... they're not at home at the moment because we're not the greatest dad. So our parents are looking after us. Oh! So we just take them when
it's convenient.
Time off. Yeah, when it's convenient.
That sounds like me.
Dad do the hard stuff.
That's how Wendell parents.
That's how I parent, mate. So I'm all for it. Tara's the real parent. I just come in every now and then.
Hey, mate, do you also love running out there at that stadium like last night, seeing a huge crowd, so passionate? Even when you were struggling, they wanted to be there. It's a place that's desperate for a footy team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. Sort of, you know, when I first come up here, I didn't really know what it was going to be like. And, yeah, just playing in a sort of one-town team is, it's really cool. And, you know, the fans are so behind it. And obviously last night was the biggest crowd I've played in front of up here. And if we keep, you know, turning out and making some great results, then I think the crowds will just keep getting better and better. And, there's a good buzz around town at the moment, but it's only early days as well, so we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. But if we keep playing good footy, you know, it's going to continue to be a great place to be a part of.
How quick is Kaelin? He's one of those guys, he looks deceptive on the field. He seems to get around people quite comfortably when he's got the football, but then when he chases down, he seems to be able to, you know, catch some of the faster guys in the competition. Yeah. So you got some speedsters up there in sort of Lee and Hun. Who's the quickest in the club up at Newcastle?
I'd probably have to say Eddie would be over 100, or Eddie Lee, would be over 100. But Kaelin would be up there sort of over 40, you know, the shorter distance. Him, Pierce is pretty quick too.
Yeah,
he is. He's actually really fast, yeah. Yeah, you don't really notice it, but when he takes the line on, and he's got great footwork as well, so sort of speeds through tackles and that, which is, it's pretty cool.
All right, Connor, well, we'll let you go and relieve your parents of the dog just for a little while.
I'll go and see her in the bio, so.
lovely to talk to you. Congratulations on the win last night, the season so far.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.